ago, you were doing an interview and you talked about how you hope to end the war in Ukraine because it might help you get into heaven. How does this help? Does this help?
I mean, you know, I'm being a little cute. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven. Okay. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven. Okay, I really don't.
5 minutes later.
First of all, last year you told me that you believe that the reason you won election is because God put you in this place so that you could save the world. Looking back 1 year, do you feel like God is proud of the effort that you've put
in? I do, actually. I think God is very proud of the job I've done. And that includes for religion. You've been a great friend, and I've been a great friend to you and to Israel, and it's been my honor. And the award that I was given was really surprising.
And that is to award the Israel Prize, which in almost our 80 years, we've never awarded it to a non-Israeli. And we're going to award it this year to President Trump. This was announced formally over lunch by our Minister of Education, who's responsible for the Israel Prize. It's going to be awarded to President Donald J. Trump for his tremendous contributions to Israel and the Jewish people. I think it's such a fitting thing, and it would honor us, obviously, Mr. President, if you could visit Israel in that occasion on our Independence Day. But I have to say that this reflects the overwhelming sentiment of Israelis across the spectrum. They appreciate what you've done to help Israel and to help our common battle against the terrorists and those who would destroy our civilization. So again, that's an expression of thanks.
So we're taking the next logical step with a historic agreement on science and technology partnerships, and this will create new government, academic, and private sector cooperation in areas such as AI, which is taking over the world.
I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans.
AI will increasingly replace repetitive jobs.
I'm looking at you guys. You're taking over the world, Jensen. I don't know what you're doing here.
I hate my opponent.
I hope you're right. All I can say is we both hope you're right. But it's pretty amazing. Quantum computing, fusion, 6G. And civil nuclear energy, and align our nations through the approach of centered deregulation and innovation. And we're going to have a lot of deregulation and a tremendous amount of innovation.
But, I mean, we are building auto plants. We're building AI plants. We're leading in AI over China and everybody else. When all of these plants start opening, they're being built all over our country. We're going to have a revolution of revolution, economic revolution like never before.
I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans.
AI is going to be in charge, to be totally frank, not humans.
I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans.
AI is going to be in charge, to be totally frank, not humans.
AI will increasingly replace repetitive jobs.
That are being built all over our country.
and there are very few countries left. By the way, what are we doing with Greenland? We got to do something with Greenland. Where's my advance team? Go to Greenland. Go to Greenland. Go to Greenland.
I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans. I will destroy humans.